15 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and it is time to talk with the National Weather Service. I was just looking at the page there. There's like six different pages of weather warnings. So we've got Troy Nicolini on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Cliff.
How are you doing today?
Good.
All righty. So what do we have, sort of like a harmonic convergence of weather going on?
We do have a lot of things going on at the same time, and to kind of boil it down for you, the things we're really watching and want to make sure folks are aware of is we expect heavy rain tonight through Thursday morning. So anybody driving, especially after dark tonight, really watch for flooded roads. Slow down and definitely don't drive through any flooded highway or road that you see. So that's one concern when I get out there right away. And then for Thursday and Friday, about midday in both days, we have really some pretty high tides with some storm surge and some really big surf, especially the three will kind of come together Friday around midday, where it'd be a really bad time to be anywhere near the coast, because with that higher tide and the storm surge and the really big waves on top of that, we expect wave action to reach up into places, in some cases where normally waves don't get, like we're talking roads and parking lots. So
wow.
It'll be a great time to be especially cautious around the coast.
Okay, so are there any areas in particular that need to watch out?
Yes. Around Humboldt Bay, we expect the sort of flooding we get every year. King Salmon, the North Arcata Bay, there's some areas that are really low lying. So Jackson Ranch Road, for example, we probably will see water just starting to overtop some of those areas, and certainly some flooding in King Salmon. And then on the open coast, anywhere a road or parking lot is close to the coast, you know, where normally it stays dry, this is the kind of event where you could see waves splashing up on top of those areas or even possibly hitting with some significant force.
Okay.
So Highway 1 south of Crescent City comes to mind for sure.
Okay.
As an example. And then anywhere you have like a parking lot, a recreational area, you know, is a risky area to be at.
So I was taking a look at the Eel River at Fernbridge, and it looks like it's going to peak out at about 7 feet tomorrow, so that's not going to be too bad. But you were saying that it's actually the small streams you're more worried about.
Right. We're going to get shorter, intense rainfall overnight, and it's not going to cover enough area or happen long enough to cause the big rivers to really rise a lot. They're going to rise somewhat, but not really significantly. But the kind of rain we're getting is the kind that can fill small streams and exceed the capacities of culverts and things like that, so that water will back up and get on roads throughout the region.
Yeah, actually, I was noticing just some street flooding on my way in
right.
This morning.
Yeah, then there's just good old-fashioned street flooding that just happens when the rain happens faster than the curbs can get it out of there.
Yep.
Another thing to note is that, you know, we've had some dry winters, so we've had some drought that have killed some trees, so there's a lot of debris in the kind of in the hills. When you get a first big flood like that, it can wash it down, and then that debris can plug culverts, and that can result in water popping over the culvert and going over the top of the road. So certainly tonight would be a great time to really keep your eyes open, and just in general, just be thinking, hey, it's nasty out there, I'm going to slow down, give myself a little more time to see a hazard and to react to it.
So I was looking at the Arcata rain gauge, and it looks like we got about an inch in the past 24 hours, which is pretty good. How much more are we looking at from this system?
Yeah, so for tonight through Thursday morning, we could see 1 to 5 inches throughout the region, and then some of those
certain
spots that are even favored, we could see more.
That is a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Are we looking like it's going to be a pretty wet year? Is this just the way the system is?
And leading up to the wet season, you know that we were looking at an El Nino that was strong, and so there's lots of ways to look at that statistically and. For this latitude, it's always kind of tough, but we were leaning in favor of a wet winter based on all the data.
Mm-hmm.
But we were thinking it would be wet later in the season. El Nino years, typically the rain comes later in the season, so we're not sure what to make of this earlier rain.
Okay, well, if it does come later in the year, then we could have a pretty good rain total for the end of the year.
Which statewide, you know, no matter how wet it is this winter, we're not going to be completely out of a drought because
sure.
It takes time to recharge water tables and aquifers, and that just can't happen in one wet season. So
that is true.
But it all helps. It's all great. I know many people are really appreciating seeing the rain. So as long as we can stay safe through this event, then it's all positive.
Yes, indeed. That is always good. So the upshot is the rivers are not going to be flooding. Local streams probably could be. Stay away from the coastal areas with the high tide and the because there could be some coastal flooding right there, and of course street flooding as well.
Right, exactly. And one final note: if someone wants to watch the big surf, just get a really high, safe vantage point. You just don't want to get anywhere near it. Rocks and jetties are the worst possible place to be during this kind of event because they can look safe for a few minutes, and then wham, a huge wave can overtop them.
Yeah, I've seen that many times where people are standing on top of a jetty wall, and it's like, oh my goodness, this
yeah.
is crazy. Because I've actually seen, the jetty wall that you sometimes see when you're on your way near CR, I've seen the waves splashing over the top of that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is. So, and this has probably got to be one of those times where it's going to be doing that.
It'll be washing right over the top of them. Yep.
Wow.
But even other rocks that people might feel safe can be very deceptive. So, get up high, Trinidad Headland, somewhere really high. Don't King Salmon. Those beaches and those low-lying areas, probably not the best place to be. But if you want to be up on Humboldt Hill looking down, that's a great place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring your spyglasses there, and you can see it really well.
That's right. Telephoto lens and binoculars are the way to see the ocean during this kind of event.
Thank you very much. Troy Nicolini,
right,
thank you so much.
My pleasure.